Planeta bolilor rare.
Hello, I am Dan Alexandro and I welcome you to another edition of the Planet of Rare Diseases show. Today, we will talk with an Italian mother of a PKS child living in Dubai and coordinating a patient organization from there. Her name is Samantha Cartelli and she attended the workshop in Bahrain. PKS, or the Pallister-Killian syndrome, is an extremely rare genetic disorder occurring in humans. Pallister-Killian occurs due to the presence of the anomalous extra isochromosome 12p, the short arm of the 12th chromosome. This leads to the development of tetrasomy 12. Because not all cells have the extra isochromosome, Pallister-Killian is a mosaic condition. It was first described by Philip Pallister in 1977 and further researched by Maria Tesler Nicola and Wolfgang Killian in 1981. Characteristics include varying degrees of development disability, epilepsy, hypotonia, and both hypopigmentation and hyperpigmentation. Patients also exhibit a distinctive facial structure characterized by high foreheads, sparse hair on the temple, a wide space between the eyes, epicanthal folds, and a flat nose. Vision and hearing impairments may occur. Patients may also exhibit congenital heart defects, gastroesophageal reflux, cataracts, and supernumerary nipples. Diaphragm problems seen in newborns can lead to death shortly after birth. As patients pass into adolescence, the syndrome is characterized by a coarse and flat face, macroglossia, prognathism, inverted lower lip, and psychomotor retardation with muscular hypertonia and contractures. Pallister-Killian does not appear to be hereditary. Some research has suggested that the presence of the extra chromosome may be linked to premyelotic mitotic errors, both maternally and paternally. Several theories regarding the mechanism of this formation have been introduced. Pallister-Killian may be diagnosed through observation on hypertelorism, broad neck, short limbs, abnormal hands or feet, diaphragmatic hernia, and hydranomios. Once born, a child may be diagnosed by observation of the syndrome's distinct facial features. As the disease is so rare, Samantha told us that she also has among her beneficiaries two Romanian cases. Let's listen to the interview now.
Like to introduce yourself and tell us about your interest in rare disease, how you became involved and why.
Okay, my name is Samantha Carletti. I'm a mother of a PKS child. So my son was born 5 years ago and he was diagnosed when he was 1 month old. And as soon as I received the diagnosis, I started looking for what this Pallister-Killian syndrome was, and I immediately noticed that there were nothing for families of children with Pallister-Killian syndrome in Europe. The only association was in the United States. So I was talking with the doctor, the geneticist who diagnosed my son, and he suggested me to found this association. So I founded the Italian Association for Pallister-Killian Syndrome when my son was just 4 months old, and since that day we made a lot for other families. We met families from all over the world, and just here in Bahrain we just met a family, the only family in Middle East with a child with Pallister-Killian Syndrome. So my interest in rare diseases started from being a mother of a child, and it's growing every day with together with my child and all the children and the families that I'm meeting in this mission.
Where is established your association? Is it in Italy or is it in Middle East? Where is it established?
Legally, no, it's the Italian Association. It's established in Italy. Okay. I'm living in Dubai, but I cannot be active with my association in Dubai because of the rules here in Middle East. We are in the process of founding the European Federation of International Federation of Pallister-Killian Syndrome. It was supposed to be European, but there is more need in other countries like in Middle East and China and India, so where there are no associations for parents, for patients with PKS. So we are in the process of founding the International Association, which will be founded by the Italian Association, the American Association, and hopefully the Australian one also.
Do you know that Euro, this European Organization for Rare Disease, has this European Federations for Rare Disease? And you can apply for this to create or to develop the federation inside of EuroRDIS, if you like. I just want to inform you.
Yes. Jan, we just met Jan at the Teleton workshop, scientific workshop in Riva del Garda in Italy, and I was talking with him about Jan Lecam with this idea of founding this international association, and he just suggested me about Rare Connect and create a community in Rare Connect. So I immediately wrote to the staff and I proposed it to the American Association. So I just have to involve them in more, because they sometimes just look at what Europe is doing with some. Maybe they try not to trust too much to what European associations can do, or they just want to look and see, no, what we can do more than them. So I just have to push them a little bit and involve them.
Okay, I'd like to know what are your main objectives in the future, and what are your plans to develop your association?
We are actually working on the first international registry for PKS.
That's
and
wonderful.
This is a huge project that we started working on last year, and it became a reality when we met Domenica Taruscio in Rome, and she immediately wanted to support this project. So we are ready to start to create our data set. So we will go from the bureaucratic phase to a most concrete phase of construction of this registry. And it will be an international registry. So this is the project on which we are working at the moment. And also we are organizing the first international workshop for doctors in international, because there are already there is a workshop in US every 2 years. There have been a European workshop in Italy in 2013, but we need to organize something for all the countries where we don't have any diagnose, like India, China, the Middle East, and Asia. So we have to do more in this part, side of the world. So we would like to organize an international conference in Dubai, which is right in the middle of and very reachable from all the locations from everywhere in the world.
Yeah, obviously we have talked about it, but maybe you can mention for our listeners about if in your association you have Romanian patients. Do you know Romanian patients?
Yes, we have. Since what I know, we have two Romanian patients. One is living in Romania and one is living in Italy. And these are the only two Romanian patients that we actually know. But every day a new family in some coin of the corner of the world is popping up and say, I'm here and I have a child, maybe he's 7, 8, 9 years old, and we never we didn't know about him until the day before. So we never know. We are rare, and we have to work on this, because sometimes the fact that we are rare means that nobody knows about us.
But on the other hand, you will discover that the world is small for rare disease.
Yes, yes. And the proof was today that in Bahrain,
yes.
two PKS mother met.
That's right.
in a small city, because Bahrain is a small city at the end. I think that the whole island is smaller than the city of Rome. So
That's right. If you have any message for our patients, or for those who listen to Radio Nova?
The message is that we are learning from the experience from our path, that we are strong, that we don't have to lose hope, that together we are stronger, and together we can do a lot of work and road.
Thank you.
So we have to be always all together.
Thank you very much for keeping your faith and hope, and thank you for sharing your experience with our listeners for Radio Noro.
Thank you, Dorica. Thank you.
It was nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I'm Dan Alexandro, and I thank you for tuning into the Planet of Rare Diseases. I hope we will see you again next week.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.